Title: Riser Timing for Jungle Drops for DJ Friendly Sets Intermediate. Alright, let's get into one of the most slept-on skills in jungle and drum and bass production. Riser timing that actually helps the drop land, and helps DJs mix your tune cleanly. Because in this music, a riser isn't just whoosh equals hype. It's a timing tool. It's a big neon sign that says, here's the phrase, here's the last 8, here's the last 4, and here's the exact moment the drop resets. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a DJ-friendly 16-bar pre-drop that's built in stages, hits checkpoints at the right moments, and doesn't smear all over the downbeat. We'll do it with Ableton stock devices first, so you can build this in any session. First, set up your phrase grid like a DJ would. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle and DNB pocket, around 170 to 176 BPM. Go to Arrangement View. Turn on a fixed grid and set it to 1 bar. Now place locators so you can't mess this up later. Put one locator exactly on the bar where the drop hits. Name it Drop. Then make locators 16 bars before the drop, 8 bars before, 4 bars before. You can literally label them 16, 8, 4. The point is, you want landmarks you can see instantly. Here's why this matters. Most DNB mixing is phrase-based. A DJ is counting in 16s and 32s. So if your build doesn't speak that language, your track is harder to blend, even if the sound design is sick. Now let's map the structure of a DJ safe 16-bar pre-drop. Think of it as 3 energy zones plus the drop reset. From 16 bars out to about 9 bars out, that's your tension stage. The groove should stay readable. Don't turn it into a different song. You're adding pressure, not chaos. From 8 bars out to 5 bars out, that's your lift stage. This is where it becomes obvious to the listener and obvious to the DJ. Okay, we're in the final approach. From 4 bars out to 1 bar out, that's peak stage. Faster automation, small fills, little cues. Still jungle, not EDM snare spam. Tasteful. Then bar 0 is the drop. The key word is reset. Effects clear out. Transients are clean. And the downbeat hits like a door opening. Quick coaching note. Think DJ visible energy, not just riser audible. A DJ reads contrast. Low end disappears, mids tighten, stereo changes, reverb spike at phrase points. If the riser is doing all the work, but the rest of the record doesn't move, the phrase won't feel as readable in a club. Cool. Let's build the core tonal riser. Create a new MIDI track and name it Riser Tone. In the device chain, we're going operator into auto filter, then saturator, then echo, then reverb, then utility. In operator, keep it simple and controllable. Use the algorithm that's just oscillator A. Set Oscar to assign wave. Pull the level down to around minus 10 dB. You want headroom. A riser should not be the loudest thing in your song, because then your drop has nowhere to go. Now create a MIDI clip that lasts exactly 16 bars, ending right before the drop. Make sure it stops before bar 0. We'll talk about why in a second. For pitch movement, you've got two good approaches. Option A is classic. Automate the transpose from 0 semitones up to plus 12 over the full 16 bars. Option B is more jungle tension. Do a smaller rise for the first 8 bars, like 0 up to plus 7, then a bigger rise in the last 8, like plus 7 up to plus 19. That second half should feel like the lift is finally revealing itself. And here's a really important concept. Arrival time is a measurable target. In jungle, you often want the riser to finish slightly before the drop, so the downbeat is uncluttered. A great practical target is, riser peaks, then there's a tiny gap, like 1/32nd to 1/16th note, and then the drop transient hits. That micro void makes the drop feel louder without turning anything up. Now let's shape this into a real riser with filtering and resonance. On auto filter, choose a 24 dB low pass. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB. Set resonance somewhere around 0.6 to 0.8, but be careful. Too much resonance turns into a whistle, and jungle doesn't need a dentist drill. Now automate the cutoff in 2 stages, from 16 bars out to about 9 bars out. Move the cutoff from roughly 250 Hz up to around 1.5 Khz. This is your tension stage, you're introducing presence, but it's still restrained. From 8 bars out to the bar before the drop, move the cutoff from about 1.5 Khz up into the top, like 10 to 14 Khz. And here's the DJ-friendly trick. Don't make it one perfect smooth ramp. Make sure you feel a chunk change at minus 8 and minus 4. Even if the curve is still smooth, you can reset the slope at those exact bars. It makes the phrase countable without anyone consciously thinking about it. Now, keep your riser fundamentals out of the sub lane. This is huge. Jungle already has implied low-end information. kick tails, bass movement, room rumble, whatever's going on in your low mids. If your riser is dumping energy in the subs, the drop won't feel like it reintroduces weight. So don't be afraid to high pass the riser harder than you think, often around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on the tune. You can do that with an EQ8 or by changing your filter strategy. The point is, the drop should be the moment real weight returns. Next, add a subtle noise layer. This is optional, but it's very DNB, and it helps the lift read without needing more pitch. Create an audio track called Noise Riser. Use a noise sample, or if you don't have one, just use operator on another MIDI track and set oscillator to white noise. On the noise layer, do an auto filter set to high pass, 12 dB is fine. Automate that high pass cutoff from about 200 Hz up to around 3 to 5k Hz over the 16 bars. Then add redux very lightly. Downsample around 1.2 to 1.8. This is not about making it crunchy like a video game. It's about adding a tiny bit of texture so it cuts through quietly. Then add reverb. Use a decay of about 2 to 4 seconds, and keep the high cut down around 6 to 8k Hz so it stays dark and mixable. And level-wise, keep noise lower than you think. If you mute it and suddenly the whole build collapses, it was too loud. It should be support, not the star. Now we make the last 8 and last 4 bars feel like jungle, not generic riser land. Here is the move, micro accents every 2 bars. Take your tonal riser clip and duplicate it into short 2-bar snippets that live from minus 8 to minus 6, minus 6 to minus 4, minus 4 to minus 2, and minus 2 to 0. For each snippet, make the filter ramp faster each time, like it's tightening its grip, and you can increase utility gain by about half a dB per snippet. Tiny moves. We're shaping perception, not smashing meters. This creates a rolling escalation. That's the jungle feeling. Forward motion that's still locked to the grid. Now, break thinning. This is one of the most DJ-friendly things you can do. On your breakbeat group, put an auto filter with a 24 dB high pass. Automate from minus 16 to minus 8. Cut up from about 80 Hz to 150 Hz. Then from minus 8 to the bar before the drop, push from about 150 Hz up to 300, even 450 Hz depending on the vibe and how busy your drums are. Then on the drop, hard reset it back to normal. Instant weight return. Instant punch return. This is one of those techniques where the DJ might not even notice it consciously, but they feel the phrase open up, and the drop hits harder without you changing the drop at all. Now we handle a classic problem, reverb tails masking the downbeat. On the riser tracks, tonal and noise, you need a plan for the last moment before bar zero. Option A is the freeze and hard stop trick. Right before the drop, like the last quarter bar, automate reverb freeze on for a brief moment. Then at bar zero, cut the track volume to minus infinity or just stop the clip and ensure no tail is coming through. That creates a sucked-in feeling without washing the downbeat. Option B is sidechain control. Group your risers, add a compressor, sidechain it to your kick or your main drum bus. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction near the end. This keeps the riser energetic but stops it from fighting the snap of the drums. Now, let's build the actual drop impact. This is what DJs love because it translates in a club and it reads on big systems. At bar zero, add two things. First, a sub drop. Use operator, sine wave, keep it mono. Use a pitch envelope that starts slightly higher and falls quickly. Pitch envelope amount around minus 12 to minus 24, and decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. If it's too long, it becomes a bass note and it muddies the first bar. You want impact, not a new bass line. Second, a short crash or ride that's quiet but wide, plus a tiny transient tick right on the downbeat. That tick can be a rim, a perk, something that gives definition in a loud room. If you want a stock helper, put drum bus on the impact group. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Transients plus 5 to plus 15. Boom very subtle or off, because you don't want it fighting the sub drop. Now the DJ coup technique, an obvious 8-bar marker. At bar minus 8, add a tiny moment that signals last 8. A perfect one is a reverse cymbal that ends exactly on minus 8. Duplicate a crash, reverse it in clip view, and make sure it lands tight. If warping messes with it, try turning warp off for that clip and just place it precisely. Alternative is a super short tape stop style moment, like 0.2 to 0.4 seconds, but do that on a small element only, not your whole mix, unless you want it to be a huge signature. We're aiming for subtle but noticeable. Now, advanced mindset check. Automate in chunks that mirror phrases. Even if you're doing smooth curves, think in segments. -16 to -9, -8 to -5, -4 to -1. Reset the slope at those points. This is how you make the build readable even when the track is played quietly in a mix. And another quick test method, reference with a DJ blend mindset. Loop the final 32 bars before the drop. Toggle between 3 listens, full mix, just drums and bass, and just the FX group. If the phrase markers disappear when the FX is low, then your arrangement needs non-FX cues. That's break thinning, a little fill placement, maybe a chord stab, maybe a Reese harmonic opening. The track itself should communicate the countdown. Let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid them immediately. 1. The riser doesn't land on the grid. If it peaks even an eighth note late, the drop feels soft. Fix alignment first, always. 2. One long sweep with no phrasing. If there's no energy change at -8 and -4, DJs and dancers both feel lost. 3. Reverb washing the downbeat. Big tail equals small drop. Control it with hard cuts, freeze tricks, or side chain. 4. Riser too bright or too loud. If the riser is the loudest moment, your drop can't feel bigger. 5. Ignoring the break's role. If the break gets busier right before the drop, it can reduce perceived impact. Thin it, then release. If you're going for darker, heavier DNB, here are a few pro moves. Keep risers mid-focused. Don't let it get glossy. Cap the top with a gentle low pass around 10 to 12k. Automate distortion movement, not volume movement. Push saturator drive from maybe 2 dB up to 8 dB over the build, but keep output stable so you're not just getting louder. Add dissonance for tension. Layer a second operator quietly, a tritone up, plus 6 semitones, and let it rise with the main one. Keep it subtle. Create pressure with slight to tune increasing near the end. Tiny, like 5 to 10 cents. Just enough to feel unstable. And a sick one. Pre-drop air vacuum. In the last half bar, automate utility width down toward mono on the riser group. This audio version is shortened for playback.